Hello everyone and welcome to Money Control. We are back with another episode of Tech Up, a weekly podcast for all the latest in gadgets, personal technology, AI and everything in between. My name is Abhas Sharma and today we are going to look closely at Google's newest affordable flagship phone, the Pixel 9a. Later in the show, we'll also stack it up against Apple's iPhone 62 affordable premium phones from two of the world's biggest smartphone brands compare. And finally, we also look at Apple's much-delayed yet an important feature, native call recording, which is now a thing on iPhones. We tell you how to use it, what it means for users, and much more. Let's start with the Pixel 9a. Pressed well under the flagship tier, but it still has the bells and whistles of a flagship phone. Think a sleek, flat profile, comfortably rounded edges, and you get the Pixel 9a's design. It also features a significantly upgraded 6.3-inch actual display. Now, when I say upgraded, I actually mean it. This is the brightest display ever on an A-series Pixel phone and boasts of an impressive 2700 nits of brightness. That's almost a 35% increase in brightness compared to the Pixel 8a. And for smooth visuals, it's also got a 120Hz adaptive refresh rate. Under the hood, the Pixel 9a comes powered by Google's in-house Tensor G4 chipset, and it is the same processor which is found in the high-end Pixel 9 series. What does that mean? It actually translates into solid day-to-day performance, excellent voice processing, and tight integration with Google's Gemini AI. Now, when it comes to Pixel phones, it's the cameras which have always been the biggest talking point. Google has been known for its excellent camera software, and the 9a doesn't disappoint. It features an upgraded dual rear camera, a 13MP ultrawide, and a 48MP main camera. Google Pixel 9a series also has a series of firsts. For instance, you get macro focus in the camera, which lets you capture those intricate details rather up close. But this is 2025, this is a Pixel phone, so we have to talk about the AI. Let's talk about all the magic which happens with the AI-powered photography features. There's AdMe, which, like on the Pixel 9 series, lets you combine two group photos so everyone's in the shot, including the photographer. There's also Best Take, which lets you create that perfect group shot by blending facial expressions from multiple photos. Of course, there's Magic Editor, which has now been around for a long time, but it comes with auto frame and reimagine features, which lets you reframe, crop, and even add elements. For instance, if you want to add like green grass to your photos, you can do that. Don't forget about all the other Pixel staples like Magic Eraser, Audio Magic Eraser, Night Sight, Astrophotography, and the new panorama with Night Sight. The Pixel 9a has a lot of other AI features apart from the camera. The 9a comes with Gemini built in as your personal AI assistant. It seamlessly integrates with Google Maps like Maps, Calendar, and YouTube, making multitasking and using AI features quite a breeze. You also get access to Gemini Live, letting you interact with Gemini using your voice. Think of free-flowing conversations, brainstorming, and practicing presentations, and all are possible. Google has also said that Gemini Advanced subscribers will soon get video and screen sharing capabilities with Gemini Live, letting you show Gemini what you're seeing through your camera or share your screen. There are a lot of other AI-powered features as well, which include Circle to Search, which allows you to search your screen without switching apps, and Pixel Studio for creating image editing. And of course, you'll find Pixel's unique call assist features like Hold for Me and Call Screen. So who is the Pixel 9a for? Pixel 9a is a phone for people who want the Pixel experience without spending Pixel Pro money. Priced at starting at a price of ₹49,999, the Pixel 9a is meant for those who are looking for a pure Android experience and get the best of Google's cameras. Moving on to a this or that segment, we'll compare the Pixel 9a versus the iPhone 16e. On paper and in practice, it is a tale of two philosophies but the same underlying proposition, offering flagship features and not-so-flagship prices. The iPhone 16e, which was launched a couple of months back, is a faster phone, as Apple Silicon still leads in raw performance. The A18, which powers the iPhone 16e, is an excellent processor and delivers absolutely smooth performance across the board. If you are in the deep end of the Apple ecosystem, then with a Mac, an iPad or an Apple Watch, the iPhone 16e fits right in. The iPhone 16e is an excellent entry point for the first-time iPhone buyers. What the iPhone 16e lacks in is perhaps the camera capabilities against the Pixel 9a. The iPhone 16e gives you just one camera. While it is impressive, Google does a better job in terms of number of cameras and the AI features the Pixel 9a brings. What the Pixel 9a also brings is Google's AI features and Android's flexibility at a much lower price. The iPhone 16e starts at ₹59,999, whereas the Pixel 9a is about 10,000 cheaper and starts at ₹49,999. The Pixel 9a is also a better pick for those who are interested in the future of on-device Google Gemini AI. Google has woven it tightly into the Android ecosystem and it shows. From smarter search to instant photo edits, the Pixel 9a does hold the edge when it comes to AI features. It's not as if the iPhone 16e lacks on AI features, but Apple Intelligence on the iPhone 16e is still a work in progress. However, it does make the phone future-proof and it is the cheapest iPhone to run Apple Intelligence. If you're upgrading from an older Android and want an Android and rather pure Android experience, the Pixel 9a is a good bet. If you have an aging iPhone and don't want to splurge too much, the iPhone 16e makes a very strong case. In fact, I would even say that it is a better buy than the iPhone 15 or the iPhone 14. You might get them at lower prices, but the iPhone 16e is a far more future-proof iPhone than the iPhone 15 or 14. Let's move on to the next segment, which we call AI Spotlight. And this time we are going to talk about Apple finally giving us a feature that has been a standard on Android for years, called recording. Now, it's not a new feature per se, but still, many people might not be aware that native call recording is now available on iPhone. Apple made it available with iOS 18.2, and users can now record calls directly from the phone app. There's built-in transcription, which is great, and a clear audio prompt that alerts both parties that the call is being recorded. This is Apple after all. Privacy is part of the branding, and so is for call recording on the iPhone. To help us unpack that, I've got a few questions ready for our in-house DIY tech expert, Shaurya Shubham. Shaurya, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Abbas, for having me here.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. How do you actually enable call recording on an iPhone with iOS 18? Is it turned on by default or do you need to dig through settings?
So, Abbas, the call recording feature on iPhone has been integrated into the iOS 18.2 update, and with the update, it is automatically integrated within your calls. You don't need to turn it on manually in the settings, but you will have to simply press a button during an ongoing call to start recording process. So, to make it easier for our viewers, I'll make things easier by stating the steps they need to follow and also things that they can keep in mind while recording a call on iPhone.
So what does the recording process look like in real time?
So I'll just explain this to you. For the first thing that you need to keep in mind is that your iPhone needs to be updated on iOS 18.2 update or newer. So with that, the feature is there in your phone. All you need to do is start a call or make a call to someone and then look for a waveform button at the top left corner. So there is a small waveform like on the top left corner, you'll have to tap on that. Once you tap on that, both end hear an audio that says that the call is being recorded now. All right. And you will also start seeing a waveform on the top of your calling screen. Okay, that will make it that is to notify you all is all right. So once you are done with your call, all you have to do is tap the red button to stop the call recording.
Once you've recorded a call, where does that audio actually go? Can you go and edit, share, or transcribe the audio directly from the iPhone?
Recordings are automatically saved in your Notes app.
Okay.
Okay, and this is not just the call recording, the Notes app also transcribes your call. So to access a recorded, tap on it, okay, and then you will find all your call recording and every detail that you know, along with the number from which you have made the
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Aurea, for joining us and explaining us how call recording actually works on the iPhone. So that's it for today's episode of Tech Up. Do not forget to like this video and subscribe to Money Control. Until next time, stay curious and stay sharp. Thanks for watching.